Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
I'm Sean Grace, Branding and Communications Manager at Practice Plan, and welcome to today's podcast. I have with me Nikki Rowland today. Hello, Nikki.
Hi, Sean.
And today's topic is your practice sleepwalking through CQC failure? CQC, absolutely hot topic. So, Nikki, how has the CQC inspection changed, and what does the new regime mean to dental practices?
Okay, Sean. Yeah, it changed fundamentally in April 2015, and really the changes were catalysed by the Mid-Staffordshire NHS Foundation Trust failings and all the deaths across those hospitals. And Robert Francis QC went in and investigated and published the Francis Report. And really, it's the Francis Report that is the basis for the changes in CQC inspections. So what we saw in April 2015 was outcomes and essential standards becoming obsolete and being replaced by fundamental standards and key lines of inquiry. So the massive difference, and what's so significant, and I think people don't always realise this, is fundamental standards are now legally binding. So as such, if you're a provider or a registered manager with CQC, you are legally bound to ensure that those standards are in place in your practice. And CQC now have powers of enforcement to impose sanctions on your practice if those standards are not being adhered to. And we are seeing anything from fines and financial penalties, anything through to suspension of registration if the matter is serious enough. So, you know, significant changes, and the pressure is on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I think particularly registered managers are feeling the pressure because providers often hand the reins over to the registered manager, and you know, everybody's in the firing line. I don't think providers always recognise that, unfortunately.
I've heard you mention that dental team members are being expected to work in an executive capacity by the CQC. What do you mean by that exactly?
Okay, it's not written down in black and white. But if you actually look at the fine detail of what well-led means, and you look at the key line of inquiries, we are all working in an executive capacity. And essentially what that means is that we all have to be leaders in our own right. So even if you're the decontamination lead or the safeguarding lead, you're still responsible and accountable for roles in the practice, and you're still leading, having to lead from the front in that area of work. So it's about leadership. It's about good management and attention to detail. So again, as an individual, even if you're a nurse, you've got managerial duties within your job description, and it's ensuring that you're responsible, accountable, and you are achieving the fine detail that CQC are looking for. Mm-hmm. It's about the team understanding the strategy of the practice and everybody working towards a common goal. Because I feel very much that people going to work, they concentrate on, you know, what they're doing day to day, but they haven't got an idea of the bigger business picture. And I think CQC are now starting to look at business strategy, particularly in practices that are changing hands or, you know, new setups. They want to see what your business strategy is, that you're demonstrating that you can be sustainable, particularly if you've got an NHS contract. And the team need to understand that. I mean, it's almost like getting in a car and starting to drive. You don't do that without having a destination in mind. And very much so, the provider needs to have a destination in mind, and hopefully that's success. And the team need to understand how to get there. So they are a cog in the engine. They know which way they're turning, at what speed to turn. So, you know, the bigger machine is driving forwards, and everybody's aiming towards that common goal of success.
And do you find in your experience that the providers do have that strategy and vision in place, but that it's not communicated to the team, or currently most providers don't have that for themselves right now?
I think it can be one or the other. Many businesses I go into don't have a business strategy at all, and it's like, how are you How are you, you know, performing? How are you behaving? You know, where do you know where you're taking your business? They're just treading water and not making any progress. So yeah, it's highly, highly recommended, particularly in the eyes of the CQC now. And the well-led key line of inquiry is changing yet again. So by April 2018, they're going to be drilling down more and more into business strategy. So we can demonstrate that we're sustainable. Mm-hmm. In business. So yes, providers need to you know, develop a strategy, communicate it to their team, because again, any team member can be interviewed in an inspection, and they have to have that intelligent awareness of what's happening in the business. It's not just about what's happening in the decon room, it is about the bigger business picture, and they need to have that intelligent awareness.
And just within those inspections, what are the main failings, and why do you think that is?
Again, it comes back to well-led, about good leadership, good management, and good governance systems. And they're the failing points, specifically lack of recruitment and selection policies and procedures. In interviews, there's no scoring sheets used, so it can be quite discriminatory. So, you know, again, providers aren't protecting themselves. So scoring in interviews is absolutely crucial. It's then about inductions and taking that team member into the fold, supporting them, giving them the right information to firstly work safely, but work with confidence as well, because they can't tick those key lines of inquiry if they're not safe, if they're not effective, they don't know how to be responsive. So they could be the team member that fails the inspection for the practice. So it's the responsibility of the provider and the registered manager to ensure that that person's working safely and effectively from day dot.
And for practice managers, what do you think that they're struggling with most when it comes to compliance at the moment?
Oh, I would definitely say time, the time management side of things. Being a practice manager is a full-time job without throwing all the compliance into the mix. But having said that, those two areas of work are quite indistinguishable now, you know, that they overlap so much, and probably it's accounts and the financial stuff that sits outside of compliance currently. So yeah, time management's huge, because generally you're looking at about 8 hours work per week purely on compliance in practice.
Really?
So that's an awful lot of work. Mm. You know, that's like a week's work out of every month that's purely compliance based. So unless you're sharing that with the team, it is a massive struggle, and a lot of managers are part-time. I think the other thing, particularly failing, you know, practices that are failing under well-led, is often because the manager has worked their way through the ranks. They're either a reception team member or a dental nurse that's stepping up, and they're not educated, they don't have that experience to lead the team. So you then get team members who are not committed, they're not accountable, and they're certainly not achieving the level of detail that CQC are looking for.
It's quite a lot to be considering then.
Definitely, definitely. So anybody who's considering being a practice manager, particularly if they're being asked to be the registered manager, have to bear all that in mind, and at the end of the day, that it's a legally binding role now.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time today, Nikki.
Thank you very much, Sean. It's a pleasure.